449 on the Pulse. This is New Hampshire Today. Grant Bossy in for Jack Heath. You can call us at 866-823-1077. We spoke with PSNH. They are part of Northeast Utilities, and they want to build Northern Pass, this big transmission line from Hydro-Quebec down to transmission facilities in New Hampshire. One of the groups, a lot of people opposed to it, one of the groups opposed to that is the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. Will Abbott is in with us from the Forest Society, and thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Grant.
Now, first of all, tell us what is the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and why do you care so much for all these trees?
Well, the Forest Society was founded in 1901, largely in response to the heavy cutting of wood up in the White Mountains. And as a consequence, when a variety of different stakeholders were brought together by our founders, they decided to create an organization to perpetuate the forests through their wise use and their reservation, permanent protection in places of special scenic beauty. So there was a business element to it, in terms of the forest as an economic resource, and there was an environmental aspect to it, which is the scenic beauty that the state has not only been known for a couple hundred years, but markets pretty aggressively. And that was what led to the creation of the organization. And since our creation, we have principally been an advocate for responsible forest management practices, and we've been a land trust to protect land permanently.
What does the Forest Society think of Northern Pass?
Well, in a word, our position about Northern Pass is driven against it, is driven by some things that we're for. You know, we are for, and we've been doing this for 111 years now, we're for the protection of these landscapes that are so basically part of New Hampshire and our economy. We're for property rights. We're for the public interest being what the public says it is. And when you have 90 or 95% of the population of individual communities, in this case there are 31 communities, who are opposed to the project coming through their community for aesthetic reasons, we think that somebody ought to pay attention to that. And, I appreciate the fact that the utilities are in the business of providing electricity at the cheapest possible price, but that doesn't give them the right to barrel through 31 communities of New Hampshire and erect towers 90 to 135 feet high without the communities having a say in that.
So it's primarily aesthetic, not environment. Now, aesthetics are part of the environment, and I'm not trying to downplay the argument, but it's not because the power line are going to kill too many moose or displace too many trees. It's the scenic objection to what the North Country will look different and look significantly less.
I think it's the scenic, the aesthetic issue is one. But the fact of the matter is that when you scar the landscape like that, particularly in northern and central New Hampshire, where the landscape is the economy, you're also scarring the economy. So there are some very, we believe, some very direct economic impacts on property values, on local tourism economies, that simply need to be studied. Nobody's looked at this yet. And I think from our perspective, if the decision were made to not build this power line as it's been proposed, that would be a good thing for New Hampshire as well as particularly for the 31 communities that it goes through.
Much of the controversy has been over that 40 miles where we don't know where the lines would go. There's no existing right-of-way. There's also a dispute. The Forest Society disputes what PSNH can do with its existing right-of-way, that 140 miles from, I think, Groveton down to Pittsfield. PSNH says we've got the right-of-way. We can build these larger towers and put our transmission lines in place. Do you agree?
I think that's an open question for a couple of reasons. Number one, there has to be some limit on the rights of way that are acquired by utilities to build power lines. And by that I mean if you go back in the history behind the existing rights of way that public service company wants to build Northern Pass on for 140 miles from Lancaster to Deerfield, they will argue that they have the unilateral right to do whatever they want in their right of way. We would argue that, hey, wait a second, there's a reasonable use that you're entitled to, but you didn't acquire that property from the landowners. you're essentially acquiring a right to use that property that's still owned by the landowners. Remember that the individual landowners for this entire 140 miles are still paying property taxes on that property.
Lots of questions up in the air, lots of power lines up in the air, and Northern Pass will continue to get plenty of radio play. Will Abbott, thanks for joining us from the New Hampshire Forest Society. Grant Bossy filling in for Jack Heath. New Hampshire Today rolls on.